I still think back to those games in 84. Listen to Harry and Lou Boudreau talk about the great Ryan Sandberg, who joins us now on WDLS. A little preview of your world champion Chicago Cubs on opening day. Hi, Ryan. Welcome back to WDLS. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Looking forward to this evening.
What is there? I mean, how do you even go into this season? What are the? I mean, obviously the expectations are high. With the guy that has the knowledge of the game like you do, Rhino, do you think that that's a possibility? You think they could repeat this whole deal?
Well, absolutely, with the talent that they have, and you know, this has been quite a ride for myself and for these young players, from winning a World Series to celebrating in the locker room with champagne to the biggest parade in world history, along with an off season, was just in uniform with the team for 6 weeks in a completely different vibe for me personally, being a world champion in spring training, but just feeding off of that. And so, and then on the other regards, the guys were and the players were just going about their business as if it was the same vibe as last year. So I know that the players' heads are on straight. They're great character guys. They have a lot of talent, and I think that those are the two things that got them where they did last year. And it's the same guys, if not even a better group.
Is that Joe Maddon's? That's kind of his talent, his genius, if you will, to keep the tension away from the players and keep them loose and ready to play.
It is, and I also think that it's organizational, starting from the top with Tom Ricketts and ownership, and down to Theo and Jed and Jason, right on down to Joe Maddon, and right on down to the players. I mean, since I've been admiring this group since I came back over in 2015, it's been the same thing, and it's leadership from the top, I believe, and. But it's also a credit to the players and their character and the character and the players that they drafted as young players back when. That's, as I've learned with conversations, that's part of the equation in drafting a Chicago Cubs player with Theo in charge, that they want high character players, and with that comes quality and winning attitude. And I've just admired the whole thing, and it's just fun to be a part of.
How important is it for the players to show up now at Wrigley, where this whole side of town is under transformation? They're getting these new hotels, there's a park outside, everything's changed. But when you were there, they had nets underneath the falling concrete,
no lights.
Amenities were almost nothing. I mean, is it important to these ball players to have the state-of-the-art facilities that they do now?
Well, I think it's important for the organization. When you're talking about, it's not only for the players. I think it's first and foremost for the fans that come to Wrigley Field, and the baseball fans that want to come to Wrigley, enjoy a baseball game, be comfortable, be up to date, and that's. Just listening to Tom Ricketts, I mean, that's been his goal since day one, and he's followed that. And I think it's primarily for the fans first, the neighborhood first, and then the players get to reap the benefits of that. And it's important. I think it works hand in hand with a championship organization, which is tremendous. That's how the Cubs logo and the Cubs organization is looked at as a model on how to do things, and a championship first class organization. Some of those things comes with the improvements of Wrigley Field and the neighborhood and everything that's taking place down there. And you know, when it's all done whenever it's 2 or 3 years and the whole project's done, I mean, it's just going to be a destination for the fans to really enjoy baseball at a championship caliber level with the amenities of a championship organization.
Talking to good old number 23, Ryan Sandberg of your Chicago Cubs. Opening day, of course, a home opener on the north side today. We haven't talked to you since the loss of Dallas Green. Any thoughts on Dallas?
A lot of thoughts, and I had a lot of reflection. I went to his funeral, flew back to Philadelphia for his funeral last week, and it was 3/4 of my life flashed in front of me. with the loss of Dallas. He started having me scouted when I was 17 years old. He was a farm director for the Phillies. He had me drafted. He was in part of talking me out of going to play college football in full scholarship and signing and being a professional athlete. He played a big part in that. He had me put into a trade that brought me to the Chicago Cubs in a building a new tradition theme and having some young players. And I was the young player that he handpicked from the Phillies organization. In 81, he was the first manager that I was in a major league dugout with, and he allowed me to get six at bats in a spring in a September call up role. I got my first hit as a Philly at Wrigley Field, and then he became the GM of the Cubs, as everybody knows, and he brought me over with a chance to play every day. And I get about 650 at bats my rookie season and start the way of a baseball career. So, yeah.
I mean, he was
34 years connected mm-hmm. with Dallas, and it was an honor to go. And all the familiar faces at the funeral really took me back.
Over
30 something years.
Do you think to attract kids to play baseball as opposed to some of the other options? Get them away from video games too. That baseball has to be sped up, and we just have to change some of the long-standing traditions to kind of let the game evolve.
Well, I think the young kids need to get out and play and stress the parents like playing with the kids out in the front yard. Wiffle ball. That's where I learned to play baseball was wiffle ball way back when. And if it wasn't that, it was shooting baskets down on the playground, playing basketball, and throwing a football around, playing three-on-three football. So, I think getting out and having the kids be active in that, you know what? It doesn't in the Chicagoland area for me. It doesn't hurt to have this Chicago Cubs team and these players be playing in their city, where I think that has a big rub off on the kids that are watching and. And the parents of the kids that are Cubs fans to get to watch these young players play, because they play like it's a youthful game and the way that it's supposed to look like, and it's not boring watching this Cubs team play. So I think that goes big with we're lucky, and the kids are lucky to have this team on the north side.
And that with and along with global warming, pretty soon you'll be able to play baseball year round around here. So, hey, Rhino, one more question, and this might not be fair. Who, in your estimation, is the most talented player on the Chicago Cubs?
Yeah, you know what? That's not fair. But when I came over in 2015, leaving the Phillies and watched up and close, you know, I really took to Addison Russell. He's been playing second base and playing a very good second base. And when Joe Maddon moved him to shortstop, I thought the team went to a different level of caliber with having you need a very important player to play shortstop. And I just like, I like Addy on what he does on a daily basis. Very even keel, but he's very, very talented. So I think he plays a very important role. But, you know, when you look at what a luxury to have Anthony Rizzo at first base. I mean, this guy's a gold glover over there. He's a quality at bat. He scoops up so many balls over there. Sometimes it goes so unnoticed, but I admire what he does at first base. And they really have an all-star infield all the way around. So when you talk about do they have a chance again, I mean, it starts with pitching. They have the starting pitching. They have the bullpen, and they have, like last year, they have the best defense in baseball, and that's how you win baseball games. So very, very talented team. It's great to see Schwarber on a daily basis swing the bat. I mean, you talk about a quality hitter with him and Rizzo in the same lineup, both guys. But those pitchers have to work, and really, I think the rest of the lineup feeds off of those guys.
And Hayward's bat is on fire. I mean, they got everything pointing in the right direction.
Ryan, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time on short notice. I know you're very busy today. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You got it.
Take care, Ryan Sandberg joining us here on WLS.